So tell me, how did the first stunt work come about then getting into the movies?
For me personally,
Yeah.
yeah, man, they were looking for a double for Ninja Assassin. I happened to be training with Kimdo, 6'1". They said we need a 6'2" Asian guy who could flip. John Valera reached out to Kimdo. I basically hijacked Kimdo's audition tapes. He used me because they would send him videos like remake this fight, and it'd be like Wushu do it again. And we didn't do Wushu. We would just remake the fight, send it, send our falls, send our kicks, and they would say, "Okay, make something up." And we just keep sending videos. And I wasn't there, but I guess and Chad was like, "Who's that guy that Kim's fighting? Who's that kid? Because he obviously never did Wushu. He obviously never did certain type of martial arts, but he obviously is figuring something out." And John Valera goes, "Oh, I think that's Jeremy Marinus. They call him the Prodigy or whatever." That was like a silly nickname my teacher gave me back in the day.
Okay, guys, so if you enjoy content like this, and I certainly hope you are enjoying this content, you can help support me and my fan club over at Patreon, where you're going to get exclusive access into the life of Scott Adkins. You're going to get behind the scenes on all my latest movies, exclusive content that can be seen nowhere else. You're going to get an insight into my training regimen, the martial arts, the fitness, the bodybuilding, how I do certain things. You are going to get fight breakdowns, loads of them, left, right, and center. And on top of all that, you're going to get exclusive access to new episodes and extended footage from The Art of Action. If you're a Scott Adkins fan, it really is the place to be. So all you got to do is follow the link in the description below. And I really hope that I get to see you there. Yeah.
And he goes, he used to compete against my kid Rudy Raynon. If you guys don't know Rudy Raynon, do yourself a favor. Fastest kid with the commas. So he said I think he competed against him a couple times. And Chad said, "Bring him to 87." And I was 17 at the time. So Kimdo brings me. We stayed on Arnold Chan's couch. I stayed on Arnold Chan's couch. I think Kimdo had
Yeah,
a
yeah.
extra room, and they put us through the ringer for 2 weeks, where I'd show up and we would do
87.
circuits at 87. Yeah, we would do circuits in the morning. What's funny is Chad was already in Berlin prepping Ninja Assassin, so they were recording us learning whip chain on the spot, swords, everything they did in Ninja Assassin, parkour. I wasn't even a free runner back then. And I don't know if I actually got the title of free runner, but they would just make me learn a bunch of stuff. And we'd be doing the 6-on-1 fight, and JV would, John Blair would say, "Hey, okay, do spot number 3," and I would have to know every spot in the fight. I was telling the kids this
Right.
the other day.
You got to know the choreography for everyone
Yeah, old
just in
school
case.
87,
Yeah.
man, they were relentless. If I was sitting there and I had nothing to do, if I was just a performer and I wasn't shooting or anything, at any moment, if somebody got hurt, you would have to already know that stuff. And if you didn't know it, it was like, "What have you been doing this whole time?" It's like, do your job. You should know every spot, including the hero spot. And
Wow.
nowadays with stunt people, they just come in, they learn their 2 or 3 beats to feed the hero, then they get hit, and then the next guy, and you only have to know your spot
That's
now.
like doing like repertory theater for
Yeah.
Shakespeare in England. Like
Yeah.
you're doing two Shakespeare shows at once, and while you're doing that, you're rehearsing the next one.
Yeah, that was it.
Hardcore. Yeah.
And they would time me sometimes. "Oh, you got 30 seconds to learn this." Wow. And they got to the point where the choreography was just so easy, like, to learn just by watching. So,
Yeah.
people are always like, how are you doing this stuff just on the spot?" I'm like, "Well, every time you do something now, my brain just downloads it. It's instilled in me. So once I start watching choreography, if people are rehearsing, it's trained my brain to just I'm just downloading what's going on, and I can perform both spots, both sides of the fight." And it's a big thing for Chad. So
Awesome.
After 2 weeks, they found out I was 17. They sent me back home. They said, "You're too young, man. We're not going to take you to Berlin." And
So you didn't go to Berlin.
I didn't go to Berlin.
Okay.
They
that said, was the introduction.
They said
we had your foot in the door.
Yeah, took a chance with Kim Dill, one new guy. So we're not going to bring out a 17-year-old. You're too young. Whatever, come back. So Chad says, come back when you're 18 and you can train with us and we'll see. And so I came back for a whole year. I didn't know anybody well enough in LA to stay at their place. For a year, I slept at the gym. I know this was like my big story back in the day. I slept at the gym because Chad found me sleeping in my car in Inglewood.
Right.
He's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm sleeping in my car." "You don't know anybody?" "No, sir." He's like, so he gave me a key after 4 months of sleeping in my car, gave me a key to the gym. Our gym, as glorious as 87 seems, never had showers. Never had a shower. So I was ninja bathing. And then for 1 year, I wasn't allowed to take stunt jobs. I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Chad was like, "Okay, you're training under me now. You're not allowed to take any jobs until I say it's okay." And I was like, "Okay."
Wow.
And so for one whole year, he didn't let me take any jobs.
This is like a kung fu movie when you've got to train. You're trying to train with the master. And eventually the master's like, "Okay, I'll train you. But you don't take any jobs until you so."
Dude, this guy didn't sleep either. So when people are talking to me about 5 a.m. gym stuff, this guy, we would be pre-vising till 10 o'clock sometimes, 10:30. And then, you know, everybody would go home and come back the next day at 9 a.m. Well, JJ had his classes in the morning at 7 a.m. But Chad would wake me up at 5 a.m. I would hear the gate. We had this old rickety gate that closes our front door, and I would sleep in the lobby on the couch. So I would sit up. "Morning, sir." He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" Like, that's how he said good morning. He's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm just waking up, sir." And it's funny, if anybody's watching this, you'll hear my Chad impressions. But now he's nice director Chad, but back in the day he
can be intimidating, but that's why he's so good at his job. He's very strict and serious, but just amazing. Yeah, I'm scared of Chad. Chad, if you're watching, I fear you.
He does that to people, man. But he would wake me up at 5 a.m. and I'm like, "What are you doing? Don't you have a life?" In my brain, I would never say it. He's like, "You should be training swords or trampoline or something." Every day was something different. "You should be doing swords." Okay, so I'll start training swords. Yeah. Next morning, wake up. "What the fuck are you doing?" "I'm about to brush my teeth." "You should be on the trampoline already." "Yes, sir." It's 5 a.m. and I wouldn't question that. I would just, "Yes, sir." And I would go and I'd start training.
I guess you're going to represent him, aren't you? So it's like, no, you better be ready.
Yeah.
If you're going out with my name attached to you, well, 8711 brand, we're going to make sure you're ready.
And he was so funny because, a year later, I get this call from Ben Cook, if anybody knows the name. He says, "I want you to do an audition. We're having a live audition." So I told Chad, I said, "Hey, sir, I'm getting offered to come audition." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, for what?" "Last Airbender." And he's like, "Yeah." He goes, "You go, you do your audition. And then when you get the call back, tell him you're working for Chad." And he had this like smirk. And so I go, I do the audition. It was a massive audition. And I get the call. And Ben's like, "Oh, we'd like to have you on the team." And I was like, "Sir, I really appreciate it. But I'm working for Chad." Chad never told me I was doing it. I didn't know how it worked. So I didn't know I had a job coming up. That was actually Expendables. We started prepping Expendables like that week that I told him I was working for Chad. Ben, I remember Ben said something funny. Obviously, they're friends. He's like, "You tell Chad to fuck off," whatever. He said something. Yeah. And then I told Chad, like, "Oh, I booked the job." He's like, "Of course you did." He's like, "I fucking trained you." And it was like a big, like, He was like a proud teacher moment. He was like, ah. He's like, wait till they get a hold of you.
Brilliant.
And then
Brilliant.
from that moment
The
on,
prodigy was ready.
from that moment on, and these are all very vivid memories to me. Maybe Chad forgot a lot of this stuff already because he's such a busy guy. But for me, that was like the turning point. And after that, that's when I finally turned 19. I was on, three movies a year. And through not three movies like on my IMDb, I have three movies. It was like three full runs a year, two or three with
Right.
chat. And it just hasn't stopped since. It was like 14 years ago.
Obviously, we met on Expendables, and that was a whirlwind for myself as well as everyone else with all those action stars. But this blew me away. Man of Tai Chi. So, how old are you when you did this?
I think I was that was 2011, so I was 19 turning
Was it
20
just after Expendables, or before?
11. It was after
Just after
maybe
though,
a year or two after. That was a
yeah.
surreal experience. That was really cool actually.
Just tell me how that opportunity came up, just quickly, and then we'll watch the fight.
Sir Keanu Reeves, I guess called Chad and said, hey, I want you to be a part of my film, but I owe it to Baye Wu Ping to action direct because of The Matrix and their history there. And Chad did The Matrix, and he would bow down to Wu Ping. He said, of course. Keanu said, I need Wu Ping to action direct, but I can't do my first directorial debut movie without you. So he said, I want you to bring two of your guys, and you guys will be in charge of one sequence. And that was the sequence. So we did about a week or two of rehearsing in LA where we would bring in Eric Poulsen, who teach like MMA stuff, and how Chad would get me to transition in tricking. That's all Chad right there.
Right.
Keanu wanted to see Tai Chi versus MMA. And none of us at 87 did Tai Chi, but Chad knew Tiger and trained with Tiger from back in the Matrix days. So he kind of had a feel, and I'm sure Chad does some Tai Chi. But we're over here trying to put together Tai Chi and MMA, and basically did that for 2 weeks. When we went to China, basically they would take what we did, and because Tiger was like a 13-year champion in Tai Chi, like legit Tai Chi. And so he just took what we did and made it his own. And they changed a few sections here and there. And it was 2 weeks of me and Tiger training in this really cold. We were training in snowboarding
Beijing
gear.
Film Studios, right?
Yeah, man. They didn't have a heater. We had the outside patio heaters inside on the floor, and Wu Ping would have his cigarette on the floor, always smoking, right? And every time his cigarette hand dropped to his hip, his assistant ran behind him with a Mentos can
Yeah, I've
to
seen
catch
that.
the match. I felt
I
like
mean,
that
that
was
assistant is like some sort of like ninja. He's got some
yeah.
speed.
Dude, he would run from the because he wasn't allowed to be on the floor until he was catching ashes. So he would
Same
run from the
thing
bottom of
was
the floor.
still happening on Ip Man 4.
Oh, it's so nuts. Is
Yeah.
it? I wonder if it's the same guy or
Probably.
the people were moving like they were going to get their feet chopped off if they didn't
Yeah.
do the job
It's
the
a
way
different vibe over there. But so how many days did you shoot this fight then?
they did. This was over the course of 3 days. Keanu didn't want us staying at the hotel that they had at CFG. Because how far it is from center Beijing. So he actually hooked us up with a hotel that had Western to toilets in downtown Beijing or in the center. And
Right.
so my day was an hour and a half drive to the CFG, the China Film Group Studios. I had to
Wow.
get tattoos on my leg.
You should have stayed at the Beijing Film Studios. I mean, I'll be honest, the food wasn't great, but it's better than that drive.
Oh my God. Well, that was the thing. So I had an hour and a half to 2 hours of makeup in the mornings. So we would start at 6:30 a.m. So I was getting picked up at 3:30. And then, you know, they don't, it's like the wild, wild west out there. They don't have a 12-hour limit to shoot. We would just shoot. And I remember sometimes we'd shoot for like 14 hours, 16 hours for this fight. And actually, the end fight that showed up that you're watching right now in the movie is 2 minutes shorter than the original
fight. Wow. I'd love to see the full fight.
Yeah. I mean, I wonder if I could go to Keanu now and say, hey, sir, yeah, you know that fight. I wonder if I could get it out of him.
But, listen, I need to just talk about this move here because it's great. I mean, this is a Jet Li special, but the way you elevated it, going down and rolling that into jiu-jitsu hold, that's just great, man.
Thank you. No, this was like really the first time I got to play, because a lot of it was, you know, Chad would say, this is what I want. He would say, I want a cool jiu-jitsu move. So he would have Eric Polson, like, oh, there's a cool move, like a cool hold like this. And then Chad and JV would look at me and say, how could you get into that move seamlessly like you're throwing a Taekwondo move and then end up in a lock? How can you hook him? And then, you know, we would just it was just me, JV and Chad on the floor for 2 weeks straight just trying to figure stuff like this out. And then
so 3 days you shot this, but you're talking like 12 hours a day, so or longer.
Yeah, this the shortest day while shooting this was 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just me and Tiger.
Well, that's actually why the fights are so good in Hong Kong movies, because over there, yeah, they just grind it out, don't they? They take their time and they spend the time to do it.
I actually think I don't know if you could tell. Oh, pause that frame right there. Like one of his close-ups where he's doing Tai Chi. Right, let his left arm come into frame. You can see his pad under his left sleeve. So in the earlier part of this fight, where we're both coming off the ground and I throw a round kick from my knee, I pretty much broke Tiger's elbow for the rest of this fight. Tiger's
on
elbow.
Which move? Like,
you see that? Like it looks like a pad. It looks inflamed. That's his elbow, dude. I was throwing the kick and it's supposed to glance off of his forearm. And Wu Ping said I was throwing it too soft. He said I could tell you're a stuntman. Like he would yell at me in Chinese and then have someone translate it. And he'd say, it looks too soft. You got to go kick him. Don't worry. He's stuntman. And you see it there, right, where his elbow's bent. That's actually his elbow, man. So see his right one's skinny and his left one is super thick right there. And when I was throwing the kick, Chad said, be careful. So I'd be careful because, you know, at this point, Tiger's not just a stuntman. He's a lead.
Yeah.
And finally, after two or three takes of Wu Ping badgering me about I'm too soft, Chad goes, okay, he wants contact. He goes, nail him. And I just looked at Tiger, and Tiger was such a pleasure to work with. And I was like, hey, brother, like, what's up? I was like, I'm going to send it. He's like, okay, no problem. Put my hand up. I go, it's coming. So, you know, do what you got to do to deflect. He goes, no problem. And so I sent it, and I just remember hearing it go, what? And it like went through his guard, and they had to cut him out of his first jacket because his elbow swelled up so much.
So the rest of the fight must have been pretty miserable for him to perform.
Yeah, but injury. You know, he's a stone cold killer, that man. So his face is like, no problem, brother, no problem. And, you know, every time we see each other now, it's we always have to talk about our experience on this one, because it was a grind. And it's funny because
this is cool. Move there, bang. Just doing it. No wires. Go for it. Bang.
Yeah. That was Chad's thing. He, when I started, he said, I didn't hire you because you could trick. I hired you because you could trick into wrecks. He goes, that's your job is not to land tricks. Your job is to figure out all the weird ways you can fall from tricks. So
was the floor nice and padded?
Zero. It was
zero. Oh.
It was, yeah, that was just like, it was like plywood.
It was a missed opportunity.
The roughest carpet I've ever had in my life. Like I just had raspberries all over the place. It would hurt to shower after the scene because the carpet was like, you know, those 90s, you know, those 90s maroon office, like yeah. The squares of carpet. It was
carpet
like that.
Burn city.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the worst. That was probably, it could have, you know, it's China. It's, you know, you just survive.
So close range.
Yeah.
I remember talking to JJ and saying, look, we're doing this film in LA, Isaac film. Can you recommend anyone to be the fight coordinator? And they recommended you.
Sick.
We went ahead and did it. Yeah.
JJ, I can always rely on JJ to depend on him to put my name in for stuff. He's always taking care of me. So he said, hey, Bubba, what's up, sir? You know, Isaac Florentine's doing a martial arts movie with Scott Atkins in town. Oh, that sounds fucking awesome. He's like, yeah, and he wants you to fight coordinate. He always made you feel like you were wanted by somebody else, but really, he's
right,
just
yeah.
He's like, they want
we
you
just
to fight
said, coordinate. JJ, who's good enough? Come on, throw a spot. We need a young up and comer who we can afford. Come on.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm like, now I know the business. I'm like, yeah, they just probably want whoever JJ's going to appoint, right? And but JJ always made yeah. you feel
we were hoping JJ would probably say I'll do it, but okay, who do you recommend then? You know the drill.
I know the drill. And
but we wanted someone from the 87 crew because yeah. you know we were aware of what was going down, and it's like, come on, yeah, that's the place, that's the yeah. Mecca.
I remember the first time we came into a rehearsal together and we were talking and you were like, man, I haven't seen you since Expendables 2. It's good to see you, brother. What do you have planned? And I said, Scott, like, we're going to do some fun fights. We're going to do all this stuff and it's going to be amazing. And we're not going to trick. And your face was like, what? And I said, yeah, Scott. All of your fans and all the people who know me and my background are just going to expect Trick City between Jeremy and Scott. So we're just going to like, we're going to do some fights, but we're going to just get down and dirty and we're going to try to make it feel as film realistic as possible. And we're not going to trick. And you know, I remember your face, but we're going to sneak in a back kick, right? I was like, no back kick. You're fighting Mexican cartel. You don't need back kicks. You should be shanking all of us. And I remember.
There's definitely a good shanking there.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was a good. You turned somebody into a popsicle.
That's my favorite bit.
Oh, it's Jimmy Choo. You turned him into a popsicle. Yeah.
Straight in the arsehole. I mean, Jesus, that was rough.
Dude, yeah.
But we did. We did sneak in the back kicks. So come on, remind me. Were you playing me up? Yeah. Well, you got it, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I looked it back, because I remember I left early because I think Chad was pulling me onto a show, so I left a day early, and you guys finished the fight with Cartago, Brian Cartago and Jimmy Choo. Yeah. And I remember you told me, you said, we snuck in the back kick. I hope you're okay with that. I said,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man, see, I forget these things, yeah.
Oh, man, I have a photographic memory of conversations. Yeah. So. I remember watching it back though, and it fits so well for me. I was like, you know, it's not a Scott Atkins movie with at least a jump back kick or something. Like, so
yeah, you gotta get a bit of it in. I mean, it wasn't a crazy trick; it's just a jump back kick. I mean, come on. And anyway, I shanked him in the arsehole straight after, so it's okay.
You went two in the leg, one in the asshole. Bow.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Bow, bow. And then no, in the stomach, right? In the body here, yeah. And then.
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's the leg, body, then ass.
Yeah,
anyway.
Catch a round kick with a knife, pull it out, stab with the legs.
Oh, you see, there's the photographic memory right there. Mine's terrible. Yeah. Do you know what? I think I've actually lost brain cells pretending to get hit. Forget about actually getting hit, but bah, bah, doof.
Yeah. I mean,
can't be
Joe
good.
Rogan says it all the time. It's not the hit. It's the shaking when you hit the ground and the shaking of the brain that's what get you. And now I'm like, that's why I'm so stupid. I shake my head. I'm like, for the last 14 years, I've been shaking my head. I slur my words now.
You're doing better than me. Was it great to get the fight coordinator spot on a John Wick movie?
Yeah, John Wick 4, fight coordinating John Wick 4 was a great one for me because the career aspect of my growth under my teacher.
Okay, so if you liked that video, then please like the video. And if you want to see more videos of the same sort of thing, then subscribe. And you know the drill, push the notification bell. And if you don't, then I don't know, maybe I'll have to find you and smash the lights out, as the great Boyka once said. I'm joking.